Hello and welcome to Reddit on Reddit, the internet's auditory version of Reddit. I'm Nelson Allingham, joined by the cool, calm, and collected Camber.
Hello, Nelson.
You're pretty relaxed.
Yeah, I'm trying out a new podcasting position.
Mm.
I've discovered, for those of you that can't see me, which is everyone but Nelson, that if I position the microphone on the very edge of the table, I can recline my chair.
Yeah.
Yes. And feet are up.
Yeah. That's true.
So if you
look very relaxed.
Yeah, my shoes are on your couch, Nelson.
Oh, thanks.
So if I sound more cool and calm and collected.
Mm.
Though, if this is the worst show we've ever done, back to sitting up straight next week.
I know. Yeah. Could be. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to determine between the few different shows that we have, though.
Yes, yeah, so, true. Yeah.
We'll see.
Because, to be fair, we've done some awful shows in the past. And all of those shows, I was sitting up straight.
Mm. Actually, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So I need to do a bunch of shows like this
to
get a real kind of pull.
And then, if this is the best one...
Yeah.
Then we can bring out a book that's like the Kama Sutra podcasting positions.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a book, to make your podcast sound great.
Yeah. There's a series of books in this.
Yeah. Okay. I like it. What have you been up to this week, Kimber?
Well, of course, we had Mother's Day, didn't we, Nelson? We're not us. We're not mothers.
Well, no. Not that I know of.
But I saw, Mum for Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
How's
your mum going?
She's good. Yeah, okay. She's good.
It's good.
Yeah.
Tell her I say hi next time.
I will.
Yeah.
Good. But apart from that, not much. I've been you know this, but the listeners may not. I've been trying to prepare a short film, so most of my weekend was really boring stuff like that.
Yeah. Right. That is pretty boring.
Yep.
You know what?
Well, that's our week's done.
for Mother's Day.
What?
I saw that Lonely Island song. Where they're saying they'll do it with each other's mom.
Oh, yeah. Mother lovers, yeah.
Mother lovers, man. It's such a kind of weird song to listen to.
Yeah.
Because at one point or the other, you think about a friend having sex with your mom. It just happens. Okay, pops into your mind. But yeah, it's pretty funny.
Oh, what about you, Nelson? Surely you had a more exciting week than me.
The only other thing I... could think that I was doing was last week I saw the Book of Mormon.
Which I'm sure you have no opinions.
Pretty cool. No opinions. No, well, it's really interesting.
Well, tell me, it's been out for a while and it's one of these awards and whatnot. Does it live up to the hype that you imagined it would?
It's funny, I was having this conversation with my family actually, and I think that I was surprised because I still enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think like the hype of something can really damage.
I agree.
You know, somebody's opinion of a movie or a play or whatever.
Yeah.
So, I was surprised that I still enjoyed it. But in saying that, I still think that I would have enjoyed it more had I not known all those reviews.
Yeah.
But, you know, that was like...
Expectation really does so much for when you're watching something like that. If everybody has told you... Like, I think that's what affects movies like La La Land, which I think is a genuinely good movie.
Yeah.
But then everyone went nuts about it.
Yeah.
And it got to the point where you're like, well, screw this movie. It's not the best movie in the world.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Just definitely... Yeah, it's not the greatest.
The new one, I think, in fear of that happening at the moment, would be Get Out.
Which, again, is
a genuinely great film. But you're so sick of hearing everyone talk about how good this film is.
Yeah.
But when you eventually watch it, you're like, oh, is that what everyone was, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I think it's the same, right? Okay, this is going to take... I'm going to take a weird turn here. But try and connect the dots. I remember you telling me that there was some people complaining that the Wonder Woman film wasn't getting as many trailers as other blockbusters.
I've got an update as well, but continue.
And you know, there was some a feminist online who's blogging and saying, this is ridiculous. I can't believe that's doing. And we said, notoriously, we know that films that do bad, because we worked in the cinema industry so long, if they're really bad, they will advertise way more.
Yeah.
And the way that I'm connecting the dots is, I think distributors are sort of, they sort of understand this. And it's that expectation thing, you know?
Yeah.
You want to advertise your blockbuster enough, but not too much that it, you know, overhypes it, I think.
Yeah, no, that's definitely true. And, okay, so I found out some more information about this Wonder Woman thing. And I think what it was is more also general outrage. Because in classic kind of marketing style, obviously when you get a superhero movie coming out, there's a lot of, like, products that tie into it. So, like, you get Batman cereal or... Superman, muesli bars or whatever, right? And there hasn't been any of that for Wonder Woman except for one product.
It's like a tampon or something, isn't
it? It's Stay Slim protein bars are the only thing that has had Wonder Woman branding.
Right, I see.
Which definitely seems like someone being like, oh, well, what a woman want to be thin? Yeah, check her on that.
But is that...
Women don't eat cereal.
But is that also the... I mean, that's the protein bars choice,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's the
thing.
That's not the people who have created
the film saying...
Like, so it's a Warner Brothers film. I don't think Warner Brothers... I assume Warner Brothers gives the property out and people then market it to their product. Or there's a company that goes and finds sponsorship.
Yeah.
I don't think Warner Brothers go and knock on the door of Stay Slim protein bars. Yeah. And be like, can you please put her on the packet?
I imagine, yeah, I do imagine it's largely the companies putting up their hand.
Yeah.
Saying we want to be a part of this.
I do know someone that saw Wonder Woman.
Oh,
apparently it's fine.
Okay, right. Yeah, I thought you meant in real life, like they saw Wonder Woman.
Yeah, they saw her flying her invisible
and
jet.
She was all right.
Yeah. I asked two questions when I saw this person. I said, is it better than the other movies? And this person went, yeah.
Okay.
Said, oh, is it a good movie? And she went, no.
Okay, so it's a classic DC film, but better than the others.
Yeah, but apparently it's fine. It's better than the others, but it's fine.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Which is also, if you remember, that was my review of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, that's true.
It's fine.
Again, both movies
it's
I'll just see.
As good as you probably think I'll it just, is.
Yep. Alrighty. Perhaps also, we should get into Reddit on Reddit.
Oh, just quickly, I've had a lot of people tag me, Nelson. In apparently the film reviewer from Triple J has left. A lot of people have tagged me.
Oh.
But I think I'm too passive.
Well, like, see, I wonder if I should do that, right? Because I'm pretty bad with like names of actors and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But I reckon it's a really easy job to make up. Like, right. I could just totally on the fly, I reckon.
I would enjoy a film review being like, and that guy from, you know, like Parks and Rec?
Yeah.
That guy was really good.
Yeah. See, my point is I'd just fake where they were from.
Oh.
he was in Batman and he was in, you know, Wonder Woman. Yeah. It was Kevin Spacey, I think.
Yeah. See, my problem, I think, would be every film. It'd just be like, Alien Covenant. Yeah, that's right. It's fine.
I think, though, if it was your job, you would do a good job at, you know, you'd force yourself to make more critical. I actually think you'd be all right at it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you couldn't review them as you normally do. You would have to be
which is
more.
Everything is just fine.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And occasionally something's pretty good.
Yeah. Or pretty rubbish.
Yeah.
This is the three things.
Yeah. Pretty good, pretty rubbish, or just fine.
So you should just have things with like a 3-star review so then people know.
My review goes from 2 to 3 stars.
Yeah. Alrighty. Reddit, Kembo. That's what this show's about.
I forgot. I blacked out. I thought we were on a different podcast.
Yeah.
I thought we were on Let's Just Talk Nonsense weekly podcast.
I'm not going to lie to you. It's very close. It's very close to that. Okay, this is by, now this person knew they were going to be on the podcast.
Oh,
for sure.
Okay.
Because they had this name.
Reddit podcast fan.
No, but they knew that I would stumble over and hate my life afterwards. Okay. This is by Cyanocytateproc... Procyon.
Does that have
Do you reckon I nailed it?
Does that have a bunch of full stops in that name?
Yeah.
Because if it does, that's perfect.
Yeah, okay. No, I'll do it again. This is for real this time. Sayano Katete to Procon.
Well, I can't see what's written. So as far as I know, you've nailed that.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. Even though the first and second time sounded completely different from each other. Anyway, okay. It's from that person.
From who?
I'm going to call him or her Cyan.
Cyan, okay. Okay.
A police officer in Rock County, Wisconsin, is going above and beyond her oath to protect and serve by donating her kidney to an 8-year-old boy who she's just met.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is... I'm applauding that person.
Mm.
That is pretty... what's the word? Altruistic.
Yes. Also, quick update.
Yeah.
I'm sitting up again because I was getting a headache.
Okay. Okay, so let's cross that one off the list of positions to try while podcasting.
Yeah. Next week, I'll try something new.
All fours, maybe.
Yeah. I've tried laying in a bed.
Yeah.
That's for that one podcast. Yeah.
Okay.
So
anyway, remember Reddit on Reddit.
Enough about my body. What about this woman's body? That sounds bad.
So that's pretty amazing.
Oh yeah.
And my question to you is, what would it take for you to give someone your kidney that you've just met? Right.
Yeah.
Like, to what elements do they have to display?
I mean. Because obviously you can live with one kidney, right?
Yeah, no, it's not like a death sentence. Yeah.
So,
but I think there's
it depends, because obviously it'd be quite. How did she meet this kid? Is what I want to know.
Oh, Canberra.
Well, because
I've gone over this. Like,
I don't know.
Police officer, and the kid called up the police and said, "Hey, I need help with my math homework."
Oh, right.
And then the police officer came over. Helped with the math as well.
Mm-hmm.
Did I mention that?
Yeah.
He got an A+ on that assignment. And at the same time, he was like, oh, also, I need a kidney.
Yeah. Well, no, because the only reason I ask that, but thank you for explaining, is, if I was the police officer and I had saved this boy's life, but then I realized, they were in some kind of car accident or something, and I'd saved their life, and then I found out they need a kidney, a part of you would be like, well,
I've already done it once.
Yeah. How many times do I need to save this kid? Jesus.
It's like Mario saving Princess Peach. He's like, well, just stop getting caught, okay?
I'm saying, not that I am a police officer, but I'd be more inclined then than to just go on to a list of people to give my kidney.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I actually think the second one is probably even more altruistic, because you're just out of the blue saying someone can have my thing.
Yeah, that's
is that a thing that people just give up, like they just join a list in there saying like, I'm perfectly healthy but just have my stuff?
I don't think so.
Yeah, no, neither do I. So it must be something similar to the first, in which case I can imagine that you would be
And I think it is, that's actually a good point, right?
Mm-hmm. I make many good points, Nelson. You'll find now that I'm sitting up
once
straight.
Once every 6 months. Yes, you do. Because, that's really what you're comparing it to when it comes down to it.
Yeah.
You're comparing not knowing somebody at all and willing to save somebody's life.
Yeah.
With kidney transplant without meeting them at all. And then having met somebody, there has to be something, that draws you in.
Yeah.
That's a really interesting point.
Mm.
I don't really know what it would take for me. If we're talking about putting a kidney, like signing up to a list or whatever, like, hey, I have my kidney.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd be worried of like, well, what if it goes to a person that I just effing hate?
Well, okay. Well,
cut me off in traffic.
This brings me something that I wanted to ask you. And bear in mind, last week you said that you really do want to punch a kid. So
that's not how that came about, okay? Listeners that are listening to this episode for the first time are just going to think I hate kids. And in fact, it was that I loved kids.
So you just
but not love them as well.
But can I pose this to you?
Yeah.
Say you've said, you know what? I'm going to give this kid my kidney. I'm going to save his life.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you had that set in your mind.
Yeah.
What would that kid have to do to make you be like, you know what? Maybe I'll just keep it.
Mm.
How would that kid have to annoy you for him not to get your kidney anymore? Is it something big or is it something like he keeps doing finger guns all the time and you're like, what is this kid doing with the... He's keep going like he's got a fidget spinner and he won't stop with the fidget spinner. You're like, you know what? No, I'm going to keep it.
Okay. I think it would have to be something... I think really the kid would just have to be a brat.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It wouldn't necessarily be anything in particular.
What if he kept calling you Gramps?
I mean, that'd be funny at first, but then you're right. I think after a while, like if it was forever, I'd be like,
I'm not that old. Yeah. Stop it. I'm giving you a kidney.
Exactly. You're the old one. Your bloody parts are failing. I don't know. If he was calling me Gramps all the time, I'd just call him like, idiot then back at him every time until he got old of calling me Gramps. I don't know. It would have to be something like semi-significant. Mm-hmm. But again, like just being a brat, which probably isn't super significant, would be enough for me to be like,
you
okay,
know what?
Not getting my kidney. It would really suck if we're lying on the gurney.
Yeah.
And he called me Gramps one last time. Like, that's it. I'm getting up. Rip any stuff I ever stuck in me. Do you know what I think though? Maybe is if they were willing to commit to listen to Reddit on Reddit.
Well, that's true. And tell all their friends and like and subscribe.
Yeah, exactly. It couldn't be like they'd have to have listened to maybe like 100 episodes. Mm.
So if this, you've said to this kid, you know, I'm going to give you my kidney.
Yeah.
But then he's been a brat. And you're like, maybe I won't give him his kidney. Mm. But he's like, I'll leave you a positive rating on iTunes.
Mm.
Would you then be like, you know, maybe I will give my kidney?
He asked, this kid and any future people, you know, listeners, need a kidney. Think about it.
Yeah, it's true.
They'd have to sit through at least 100 episodes as well.
Right, okay, yeah.
Which means if tomorrow it was an issue, I'd be like, you got to wait another like, What is episode 33? You can wait for another 67 episodes.
Yeah, right.
Can you last 67 weeks? You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Just go on one of those things.
What if they swore and you could monitor that they would listen to the remaining episodes?
I don't trust anybody enough to listen to 100 episodes. Also, it'd suck if we stopped at like 70 too.
Yeah, that's true.
Deal's a deal.
I'm taking it
we
back.
We didn't get there. All right. Well, just saying, listeners.
And
you better keep listening now because but you might need a kidney one day.
That's true. And if we suddenly stop at episode 99, it is possible that one of us has promised a kidney.
Yeah.
And if another, we just started a different podcast that is very similar.
Exactly. Yeah.
We have found one of the classic Reddit on Reddit loopholes.
Oh, yeah. That's how this works.
Yeah.
Also, just to entice people further, I have O negative blood type, which is the generic blood type that everybody can use. So I got a prime kidney for anyone.
Just to make it sound less special, I also have that.
Okay.
Yeah.
We are special.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, that's why we podcast.
I think spreading the word of our O negative blood type. Anyway, okay. I have another one here, Cambo.
Okay.
This person didn't know they were going to be in the show.
Okay.
Because theirs is just a very simple name. Pikachu Squarepants.
Okay.
This is... I was kind of going on what we were talking about before slightly. They said, Hollywood-fearing worst box office summer in a decade, thanks to too many sequels, franchises, and streaming services.
Mm.
Now, Cambo, I'd like to rephrase this, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
Hollywood feared worst box office summer in a decade, so they decided to put out more sequels and franchises. Yeah. That is basically what's happened. I think people, the general populace, right, are annoyed that, oh man, so many sequels, so many prequels, so many different franchises, I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
But that's what's making money. That's what's bringing people into the cinema.
Yeah. Two things.
Yes.
That headline could be changed. Say Hollywood
fears worst summer blockbuster season ever because of bad films.
Yeah.
Because that is ultimately what stops people from seeing a film. Yeah. You're like, oh, just another Transformers. And then you see the review and they're like, yeah, it's bad. And you're like, well, I won't see it.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing, like with these DC films.
Yeah.
With Wonder Woman, if it's shit, like every DC film after that. And the thing is, it is sort of making money. It's still making millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
But just sort of not enough to keep people interested in going to
the cinema. It's diminishing returns.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like Batman vs. Superman isn't a great film.
Yeah.
But that did make over $800 million.
Way too much money for what it deserved. Yeah.
And I don't even credit that with it being in any way good.
Mm.
It's just how are you not curious enough to go see what that film is?
Yeah.
Because it's Batman and Superman for the first time.
Exactly.
And it had that shiny thing about it.
Yeah.
That's the only reason it made $800 million.
Yeah.
But if you don't want to see them, stop seeing them.
I know, that's
true. And also, you need to just consider that China doesn't release that many movies a year. It has like a limit of how many foreign films it releases.
Yeah, right.
So Hollywood movies are just pandering to China now.
Yeah.
And Transformers makes so much money in China.
Right, yeah.
That unless the Chinese people stop seeing them, we're just going to keep getting them.
Yeah, right. It's sort of interesting in that international thing as well. Mm-hmm. See, my problem is, it's all well and good for people to stop seeing those shitty blockbuster movies, but then it means they need to go see some of the less, not as, mainstream films, you know, make up that difference. Mm-hmm. Because the thing is, people stop watching even these shitty films, then the cinema industry will die. Like, the cinema industry is in trouble.
Yeah.
It is definitely slowly declining because of things like streaming services, which, funny, it's probably almost worse than piracy in a way. So it's kind of tricky, right?
Yeah.
Because I don't want everybody to overnight stop watching these shitty films. I just want there to be like a slow decline. Yeah. And an incline of other more unique independent films. You know,
that's what I at the do. Moment. What I see is it is just a divide now where cinema becomes like event stuff, like the Avengers and big films are like big events.
Yeah,
they do super well at the cinema because they are kind of like that event thing. And the other thing that it's like the golden age for at the moment, probably the first time since like the '90s, is like micro budget films with kind of like seemingly not that marketability just exploding.
Yeah.
So say something like Get Out.
Yeah.
Get Out was so in fact the whole studio Blumhouse, they're killing it at the moment because they have a thing where at most they will spend $3 million on a movie.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
And Get Out has made over $100 million.
Pocket change. I've got that.
Yeah. Get Out has made over $100 million.
Yeah.
Their most expensive movie they've made so far is Split, which cost them $5 million.
What? They went over budget.
Yep. And that has also made $100 million.
Yeah, right.
So for those, and Paranormal Activity and those kind of films that are like super, also Blumhouse, super small budget
and Saw
movies.
The first one.
Yep. Yep. It's like a really good time for those exploding inexplicably and being really popular in the cinema.
Yeah.
And really big movies like the Avengers. What it's a bad time for is like that middle ground $20 to $30 million movie like Baywatch that's coming up.
Oh, God. Or
King Arthur that's coming up.
Ugh.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They are the ones that everyone's like, nah, it's either got to be something real good, small, or something really massive in an event. Anything else, people will just stream.
And the distributors are only pushing the small ones because it was so cheap to make.
Exactly. You know? Like, you can spend a little bit of money to advertise it because you spent no money to make it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you look at the profit margin of Paranormal Activity, which cost $15,000and made over $200 million.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah,
spend $3 million marketing it. Why not?
Yeah, that's right. Well, I think, Cambo, it's time for us to step in.
That's true.
With all our great movie ideas.
Yep. When I get that Triple J job.
And I'm just thinking here off the top of my head, a microphone. Mm-hmm. It's going to be an animated thing.
Yep.
A microphone talks to a cup and a phone.
Hmm. I don't know how you've thought of that.
Yeah, I don't know. Came to me, but I think there's something in there.
In many ways, you write what you know, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. And I know microphones. Yeah. And I know cups. And I know phones. Hmm. Actually, I don't really know microphones or cups or phones well. But I know cups.
If we knew microphones,
yeah.
The audio quality on this show would be so much better.
It would be
better.
Way better. It would be so... All right. I've changed it. It's just about cups. All right. Now, Canberra,
mm-hmm.
we've been talking for a little bit, but I want to just quickly do one more.
Okay, right.
You know our good friend Elon Musk?
Oh, yeah.
Head of SpaceX.
Yep.
Is he CEO? I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't know. It's his company. That's all I'm
going to
say.
You think he's king.
Yeah, okay. King of SpaceX. Okay, this is an article. And it's by Kush Lover, extra, extra large.
Cool.
XXL. It's fine.
Should we make him the official mascot of the show?
Yeah,
Elon Musk?
I think so. We should make it like the alien of Reddit, but Elon Musk.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Anyway, okay. SpaceX must pay $4 million for thousands of underpaid employees settling class action lawsuit. Oh, that's not very... It's not very good for Elon Musk, our buddy, is it?
Well, it is not, but also it's... I mean, I'm speaking relatively to his wealth.
Mm.
It's $4 million.
Oh, yeah. I sort of clicked on the article. I got bored reading because, do you know what? In this one, it was mainly in the title. Like, there's not much more to explain.
The article just says, see above.
But yeah, pretty much. But yeah, they were saying like, it's nothing for him or whatever. Yeah. And I was like, yeah.
I mean,
but still.
Don't get me wrong. He should pay them.
Kind of awkward.
He should pay them fairly.
Yeah.
But also
Elon Musk, that's one strike. If you want to be our mascot, gotta do right by the people.
Yep. You've got 8 more.
I mean, this isn't like a baseball thing. This is like we get our own rules, obviously.
We're podcasting.
And you can get them back very easily.
Oh yeah.
Just do something cool and we're like, oh my god.
If you come out with like another thing like those roof tiles that charge your house,
you're
back on, mate.
Yeah,
that's right. How you got so many in the first place.
Exactly.
It did start as 3,
yeah.
But then you're like electronic cars, let's take people to Mars, let's fund space programs, and your strikes kept going up.
Yeah.
So what we're saying is, don't worry, Elon.
Yeah, but we still love you, buddy.
But you pay those people.
But definitely pay your employees. All right, Kemba, let's move on to Today I Learned.
Okay.
So now it's time for Today I Learned. What's the
intro to that? Today I Learned. This Today I Learned is by Legendary.
That sounds like a sponsorship deal.
Really? Yeah.
Just the way it was pronounced. Okay. This Today I Learned is by Legendary.
Is brought to you by... 76% of all known serial killers in the 20th century were from the United States.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm going to nope the hell away from the USA.
Yeah.
That is mental.
Yeah.
That is so... Well, that statistic but is
Nelson,
so high.
You can't pin it on guns.
You can't. That is true. No. You can't.
Because remember, in Australia, we have stabbings galore.
Exactly. That's right.
I got stabbed just coming in here. Yeah. And that was by you, which was annoying.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, you gave me that look that I hate.
And to be fair, before you stabbed me, you said, I can't get a gun.
I'm so angry. But see, the thing is, I could only stab you, so it's not a serial killing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or assault, you're still alive.
You're not a psychopath.
Yeah, exactly. Just, you know, everybody stabs somebody every now and again.
Yeah, that's scarily skewed, isn't it?
That is really high. In the entire world, I'm assuming I didn't click on the article.
It was mainly in the headline. It
could have been like, United States
just kidding,
and Canada.
Just kidding. It's definitely Ireland. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I
do you
I don't
think
know. That actually scares me.
Obviously, that is a little bit skewed in that the population of America is so big. But that being said,
but then China,
yeah,
would be
exactly,
like,
and India,
yeah,
like both of have way bigger populations than America.
Exactly.
Yeah, not killing each other.
Yeah,
isn't that interesting?
Mm, pretty interesting. And that's the thing, like. 76% is the United States, and then that's another 14%. That's not like then heavily skewed to another country.
Yeah,
it's 14% for the rest of the world. Like, that's just so... Oh, my God. I can't believe that. Anyway, don't go to the United States.
Yeah. That's just our advice.
Yeah.
But that is the 20th century. Maybe they've cleaned up their act, Nelson.
That's true.
I had to put into perspective some things yesterday. And to paint you the picture, and it's to do with shitting on America, why we're at it.
Yeah.
My girlfriend really loves foxes, right? Okay. She thinks they're really pretty.
Yeah.
And we saw a fox on the road.
Okay.
And she's like, oh my God, look at it. She's like, it's so annoying. Like, you're not allowed to raise foxes here. Like it's illegal to nurture and raise a fox.
Yeah.
She's like, it's so annoying. I'm like, think of this.
Yeah.
It is illegal to raise a fox, but universal healthcare.
Okay.
Strict gun laws.
That's true.
Really strict smoking laws.
In perspective, actually. Yeah.
If you have to give up being able to raise a fox, but also you don't have to pay when you go to the hospital.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you know.
Actually, it's really funny, right?
Because they were the two choices.
Yeah, right.
When it came down to it, in the budget meeting.
You can do one or the other. Really love foxes.
Yeah, but my finger's hanging off.
Yeah. Funny you bring up healthcare, right? Mm-hmm. So there is
another light topic for our podcast.
It gets worse.
Mm-hmm. Good.
There is a Dota 2 commentator.
Yep.
A woman, so basically she's the only one. Mm-hmm. There's very few commentators that are women.
Mm-hmm.
Her name's Shiva.
Mm-hmm.
And she was recently diagnosed, and I mean, like, I think maybe yesterday or the day before it came out, and she actually said on her stream, because she live streams, that she had breast cancer, and the response from the community has been really good, really nice, you know, like supporting her and being like, "Hey, you'll beat this," but like, apparently she caught it early on and stuff like that.
Yep.
And quite a few people on Reddit, you know, are suggesting, oh, we could do this for her to raise money or this and this. And every now and again, there'll be a comment saying, no, look, we don't have to raise money for her. She's from Sweden. It's okay. They have universal healthcare. It's fine. Okay. And it's really funny. You can just pick out the Americans. It's like, you would definitely be effed up if you guys had to go through this. And somebody actually explained, it was like, you know, all the chemotherapy, anything she needs afterwards, even a wig is all covered by healthcare.
Yeah, and like, Sweden of all countries, they're so good with their healthcare.
Yeah, that's right. So, so that's pretty funny.
Yeah. In fact, speaking of healthcare, I saw something I thought that was quite amusing.
Mm-hmm.
It said, I think Marvel is really lazy with its characters because they got Wolverine and Deadpool, which are both Canadian characters, and their skills are just based on healthcare.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's pretty funny. Yeah.
And since you thought it was funny, I wrote it.
Okay.
I didn't see it on the internet. I wrote it.
Wow. Good work, Cambo. It is funny that we're talking about 76% of all known serial killers come from the United States, and they don't have healthcare.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, it's a big problem.
Yeah. Because, you know, I don't know if the rest of the world knows this, but Australia has cured death.
Yeah.
So if there was a serial killer, no problem.
Mm,
free resurrection.
Exactly. Alrighty. I have another one here for you.
Okay.
This is by BenBar21. Today I learned that the captain of a United flight had a heart attack mid-flight, and so an off-duty Air Force captain, Mike Gongol, had to help land the plane, saving 160 lives. He knew he had to help when he heard the PA announcement, "Are there any non-revenue pilots on board? Please ring your call button." That's sort of an announcement you don't ever want to hear when you're flying a plane, does it?
Do you think they still did it in that kind of cool, calm, collected pilot announcement?
I reckon, I reckon. Because
good evening. If there's any non-registered pilots, please make your way to the cockpit.
Yeah.
And then, like, he thinks he's let go. Oh, this is being left on. Sorry.
Sorry. That was just the TV.
Yeah. Do hurry. Okay.
Yeah. I think that's right. Like, I imagine they're trained in situations that even that stressful, you have to be really calm. Because could you imagine the panic that would set in on a plane instantly if they, you know, people knew it was going down?
Mm.
Even just in turbulence, rough turbulence, you can just feel the tension that arises in a plane, you know?
That's true. It'd be like, because you'd need to stay calm and collected going down. Mm. It'd be like, ding, ding. Ooh, if you look out your window, there's a wonderful view of a mountain.
Yeah.
We'll be getting a lot closer. And a tree. You'll be able to see some fantastic views of that mountain in about 2 minutes.
Yeah, just think about that before you die in a fireball.
But I would think that if you were a pilot, maybe there's a code phrase that you know as a pilot.
Right.
That they can make it a method that sounds generic that would let them know, okay, the pilot needs some assistance from any other pilot.
No, I think it's please ring your call button. That's the secret thing. That's what they said.
But
are there any non-revenue pilots on board? Please ring your call button. That's the signal.
Right.
Yeah.
See, that's not a great signal. Because you're saying if there's a pilot, is there a pilot on board?
Think it through, obviously.
Yeah. I'm saying, like, maybe universally there should be a phrase. Like, obviously at a hospital, a code gray is there's a patient that needs security. But you know, doctor, whatever. There's a code gray on. You know, it sounds pretty generic. So you wouldn't necessarily have
people would just make Grey's Anatomy jokes.
Yeah, obviously, exactly.
When that came over the speaker,
probably some steamy hot doctor or something.
Yeah,
but no, someone's throwing shit. Yeah.
I would like to pick up on some of their wording here.
Okay.
Are there any
is this the return of Nelson Ellingham Grammy Nazi?
No, not the grammar. What they've said on the plane. Are there any non-revenue pilots on board?
Oh, I don't want to pay them.
Well,
it's United. No, you know how they wanted to.
That's true. Well, we know that. No, my point is there's probably like a pilot that flies 747s daily or something. And he's like, oh, I could land this baby easy.
Yeah.
But I guess they want no revenue ones.
cutting budgets again.
There's some guy who, pilots the planes that go over crops to put down poison. He's like shooting himself. Meanwhile, there's a pilot like, I could definitely do this. But you ask specifically, so I don't know. Like, what? Don't you think that's weird? Why didn't they just ask if there's any pilots?
Do you think
pilots?
Do you think back at United Airlines HQ, they comes through and like, we do have a pilot that says he can land it. It will be $1,200 though. And he's like, just check if there's any non-revenue ones.
That's
first.
True. Yeah.
Just check first if there's any non-revenue.
Just a pilot sitting with his arms crossed, like in the cockpit, waiting for their response. He's like, and doing it. I don't care that we're going down.
And they put the call out. They're like, is there any non-revenue ones? And one guy goes, I'm a non-revenue pilot. And the guy at ground control goes, see, I told you. You just put the... we're up $1,200.
Now we won't.
I mean, we're down a plane.
Yeah. No, they saved the plane. It's fine.
That's true.
That's true. Well, I'm just glad they didn't beat anyone up, Cambe. That's what I'm
Well, that's
about.
True. That's a very uncharacteristic of United.
Do you know, it's funny.
Well, they said everyone survived, but they didn't say everyone got off in good condition.
That's true.
Because before they got off, United just went to town on
You don't tell anyone about this. Actually,
now what happened? We all tripped. That's right.
Why? Because it was slippery? No! Not because it was slippery. Because you're an idiot, that's why. Okay. Anyway, do you know the funny thing is that we... I don't think I brought up on the podcast the episode that the airline... That thing happened.
Yeah.
But that was all over Reddit at the time.
No,
I just didn't bring
it up. Well, it's just how off the pulse we are.
I think maybe I was kind of like, everything's already been said.
Yeah, that's true.
No
so
point.
What we did is we commented on it many weeks later.
Exactly. So we're ahead of the curve, I'd say.
We're so ahead, it may appear we're behind. But you'll see, it'll come up again.
Okay. Cambo, I have, I'm doing the same thing, but I got a really quick one.
Okay.
This by Ariel Snack.
Mm-hmm. You have listened to the show before, right? Like, you know the formula.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, just choose to stick to it. Interesting.
I've got less shower thoughts. That's
okay.
Fine.
Okay. It's my favorite segment.
By Ariel Snack, yep. Today I learned that the name Gorillaz, with a Z at the end,
yep.
is a pun because a group of gorillas is called a band.
Ah.
See?
Yeah, very good.
Good one.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted. Just a, ah. Yeah. And then, okay, we can move on.
Well, you bloody got it.
Here we go. Shower thoughts.
Shower thoughts, thoughts, thoughts. Shower thoughts, thoughts, thoughts. Shower thoughts, thoughts, thoughts. Shower thoughts, thoughts, thoughts.
This shower thought is brought to you by Nelson Yan 2001.
Oh.
That's right. Somebody with Nelson in the name. This person must be awesome. GPS says estimated time. I see. Time to beat. I do this all the time.
No, see, I'm the opposite. I try and get exactly like to there exactly when the when it says I will.
Is that
to
so
be
you
like
can...
I am on the target.
I thought that's so you can walk in and tell your friends, you know, it told me it was going to take 22 minutes. I got here exactly 22 minutes. You no, spent just, like 3 minutes out the front.
Like I'm a man that likes a certain amount of like planning. So if I can get to there exactly on the time it says, I'm like, that is a plan.
I don't want
to
be a minute early.
That is a plan well executed.
Yeah.
Down to the minute.
Okay. That's a very particular thing.
I know. I'm very weird.
Okay. No, I try to beat it. And to the point where it's like, you know, I'll start beating it. And sometimes it might, you know, maybe the traffic's just cleared up or yeah. something. So the GPS still thinks there's bad traffic. Yeah. And I'm like, haha, making great time. You know, stupid GPS can't even catch up. But then it's like, you know, sometimes works the opposite where mm-hmm. it's like, you know, or maybe I have that good run. So I'm like, oh, I'm ahead by like 2 minutes.
Yep.
And then, you know, I'll get... further down the track and they'll be like, oh, maybe just hit a run of lights or something. I'm like, oh man, I'm losing that 2 minutes.
But like most GPSs will update the estimated arrival time by how well you're tracking, right?
Oh no, but what I mean is, sorry, okay, this is, I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
At the start, it might say 20 minutes right. to your destination, right? right? And yep. you might leave at 12. So, you know, you'll get there at 12:20. Right. But then when you get to 10 past, mm-hmm. it might say you've got 8 minutes. So, you know, you've saved 2 minutes.
Right. So what you need to do, I think, is at the start of your journey, take a screenshot, and when you arrive at your destination, shove it in the face of the person you're meeting and go, ha, it said it would take 23 minutes. It took me 17.
That's true. I could
That's
do that.
That's a great way to start a conversation.
Okay. That's true. That's yep. a good point. I will. No, but then I'll
I shouldn't
be, but
be
then
here
I'll
for
be,
another 3 minutes.
They'll be really, what can we do with all this time? But what was I going to say? I don't know. Whatever. I lost it. Wasn't that interesting? Trust
yeah,
me.
Yeah, you've lost it because you did another bloody Today I Learned.
Oh, that's true. It's thrown me way off.
Yeah.
Okay. Have another shout thought.
Okay.
This is by Gayserbj. Gayserbj. Yep. Every semicolon I've ever used has been a shot in the dark. It's so true. No one knows how to use a semicolon
yeah.
like accurately.
Yeah.
There's times I'm sure, yeah, I've probably used it in the right context. Mm. And other times, way off.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Sometimes I just do it because it looks nice.
Yeah. I've sometimes done that as well.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm pretty sure I definitely, like, it's probably just a full stop is all I need.
Colon?
Nah, actually.
Colon? Not. I'm fine.
Yeah.
I can use them perfectly.
Exactly.
Semicolon.
Easy peasy. What is that? It doesn't know if it wants to be a colon or a comma.
It feels like a fancy colon.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, the more rare, exclusive.
Yeah, so like you look
even
smarter.
Though it says semi.
Yeah,
but you know.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe it's only half the colon.
Exactly.
To me, it just seems like a fancier way of going.
Yeah. Okay.
In your speech.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's pretty... No, I have no idea. I don't know.
Yeah,
I
no,
think
I
that's
don't
the
know.
Point. That sounded like a good way to sum it up, but I think no, it could be completely off.
I may be way off
knows.
The mark.
Nobody knows.
In fact, there's probably someone listening right now with steam coming out of their ears being like, you idiots.
I know exactly what it means. That'd be the only person in the world that knows exactly what it means.
Yeah.
So, you know how I did the extra Today I Learned and the extra Reddit on Reddit at the start?
Yeah.
It's because that's all I've got for Shower Thoughts.
It's disappointing because Shower Thoughts is my favorite segment.
I know, but I just, there weren't that many this week. Really, blame the Redditors.
I do, constantly.
Okay.
I never blame me for the shortcomings of the show.
Okay.
Only you, the listener.
Yeah, exactly. Really, it's their fault.
Yeah.
Did you have any Shower Thoughts? Throughout the week, Oh my god, I had a shower thought.
Okay.
Sort of. Wait, was it a dream? No, it was a shower thought.
Okay.
I thought about creating, and remember, rule two of the show.
Don't steal our ideas.
Do not steal our ideas. I thought about creating a game that, you know how there's that fad that's died down a little bit where people flip bottles?
Yep.
And, you know, people do, like, stupid videos because they're like, oh, my God, he flipped the bottle.
Yep.
But you create a game
yep.
that's kind of like, you know, like, I imagine a bocce-esque type thing or something okay, like that. Yeah. Maybe, I don't really know. But you create little, like, pins that are easy to flip. And I actually thought that you have a flat top as well so that you can maybe, part of the goal might be, or an extra super-duper points is you get one on top of the other. And you flip them, like, onto a target or maybe close to a ball or something.
Yeah.
I reckon that would be a good game.
So, in summary, take a trend that's dying.
Yeah.
You pair it with a game that does not connect with the youth.
I just meant and like you just wait for like
the,
that.
You just wait for the money to roll in.
Trust me, Gambo. Okay. This would be, I would make millions.
You could call it Bottle Bocce.
Well, no. Because I don't want it. No, because you're right, Bocce does sound like grandma's play it. I'll call it Bottle Cool Game that cool kids play.
Trademark.
That's right. Come on, Gabriel. That's a good idea.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. How about if it was during the peak of that and I released this game? Do you think it would be much like successful then?
Maybe.
Okay. I'm going to do it. Okay. And you'll see.
All right. If next
that's going to be a lot of work.
If you become a millionaire, I guess the joke's on me.
Yeah, that's right.
I could have gotten here at the ground level.
Yeah, that's true.
But if you don't mind, I'm going to open it up. Listeners, you can steal that idea.
What? No, don't give it. They can't steal that idea. What are you? It's rule two of the show. What are you doing? Breaking rules. There's only two of us on here. okay.
No, just I'd just be interesting if, like, in a month from now, we do see online that someone's become a millionaire, and we go, we do have listeners.
No, I'd be like, freaking camera, tell them they could steal the idea. There is audio recorded footage of him saying that. Yeah. This is terrible.
That's what you call it, audio recorded footage.
Audio. Oh, yeah, that's right. Whatever, camera.
You don't know much about microphones.
I'm not a scientist.
You don't know much about microphones. We can forgive you.
Recorded.
But you know about cups.
I don't know. I do know about cups. All right. Let's get into Ask Reddit.
Okay.
Ask Reddit. This Ask Reddit is by 917.
Oh, okay.
Easy peasy.
Yes.
Or 917. Oh, now I don't know which way he wants to say.
Somehow you've screwed that one up.
Okay. Remove the primary character in a movie and focus on the secondary character. What might the movie be about?
Oh, okay. So it's essentially a film from like, are you removing them or is it from someone else's point of view?
I'm going to say you can decide.
Okay. So someone else's point of view. Well, I always thought this would be a funny TV show. Is a TV show, but it's just completely from the point of view of a henchman that works for like an evil overlord or something, like a Bond villain, or they're just an agent of Hydra in the Marvel universe.
Yeah,
and it's just their day to day.
Yeah, that's
right. They're like, oh, what are we building a death ray here? Yeah, oh, yeah, I guess, but it's just you know a normal situation comedy.
Are we the bad guys?
Yeah.
This is death ray. Yeah. Actually,
we're always kidnapping the Avengers. But the Avengers seem like good guys.
Yeah, that's right. No, wait, is the Avengers... Are there many henchmen in Avengers? I mean, because the first one, he controls people's mind, right? Like Loki does.
Yeah, well, in that universe, there's Hydra, which is like their secret Nazi organization.
Of course. Yeah. That's true. Yeah, I just completely skipped over the fact.
There was something like this. Do you remember, years ago now, there was a really generic Robin Hood movie with Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
And it was like, it's almost a case study in generic movies.
Right.
It was fine. It did okay.
Yeah.
It was just Robin Hood again.
Okay.
But originally, before that had the life sucked out of it, the original script of that was called Nottingham, and it was actually a Robin Hood movie from the point of view of the Sheriff of Nottingham.
Right. And that's, that would have been cool.
Yeah, that sounds like an interesting movie.
Yeah, yeah.
It sounds like an interesting movie. And the Sheriff of Nottingham was kind of the hero, and it was about him trying to stop Robin Hood.
Mm.
And that sounds like an interesting take on that, because you're like, I can see how that would work.
And because that is the idea that, you know, Robin Hood was seen as
an outlaw.
Yeah, that's right. And the sheriff wouldn't be doing it in a malicious way.
Yeah.
He's just, oh, I've got to stop this outlaw. It's literally my job.
And it just seems, because that sounds like an interesting take on Robin Hood.
Yeah.
It sounds like something that they're like, they brought it because they love the idea. Got really nervous because they're like, oh, Robin Hood's so much more marketable than the sheriff. How do we market this?
Yeah.
And Russell Crowe's like, I'm not playing someone that's not Robin Hood.
Do you actually know that, or you just...
No, that is true. It was it was brought as a script called Nottingham.
No, I mean about the Russell Crowe thing.
Oh, no.
Okay, cool.
He seems like an asshole.
You're just giving him a bad name because you can't. Okay, I just wanted to phones check people. That.
What do you want?
Man, that was so old. When he did that. I mean, he still threw a phone at somebody. Shouldn't be excused.
He doesn't seem like really he's become... He doesn't seem like he's become a nicer guy.
Mm. Do you know my dad thinks that was all made up phone thing? Because at the same time, the Butterfly Man something was coming out. In theaters.
Do you want Cinderella Man?
Cinderella Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's close enough. Butterfly Man. It's because Muhammad Ali stung like a butterfly.
He stung like a butterfly.
Yeah, stung like a butterfly. And boxing, and then Cinderella Man. Anyway. okay, so...
Also, he was once quoted as saying... the script to Gladiator was awful, and the only reason that movie's any good is because he's the greatest actor in the world.
Oh, God. How full of yourself do you have to be?
Mm.
Oh,
also, my God. Just why I'm on this weird tangent, there's a screenplay out there for Gladiator 2, right?
The
sequel to Gladiator.
Yes.
In which Russell Crowe was going to come back. And it was written by Nick Cave, the musician.
Right.
And the premise of this movie, and I have the screenplay.
Okay.
And it is... bonkers.
They flew past you.
He goes down to Hades in the underworld and gets resurrected.
What?
Okay. He becomes immortal.
Right.
And then he fights in every major battle in history from there forward. And the end of the movie ends with Maximus being in the Pentagon in America.
Okay.
Would you like to see that movie?
Can I just tell you something? That is... very much like the video game God of War, because Hades is... No, it's not even Hades. Oh, yeah, Hades. Mm. No. Hades is the underworld. God of War is, you know, the other one.
I don't know. Beelzebub?
Oh, man.
There's many different demons.
It's going to annoy me that I don't know. No, there's the God of War in the Greek mythology. It's called... I don't know. Anyway... Oh, it's going to annoy me so much. Okay, so
Nero?
The point is, no, that's Roman.
Okay. Wari.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's
Wari, the god of war.
How could I forget Wari?
Yeah. It's actually a translation that actually means war face. War face, yeah.
Okay, yeah, Wari. Anyway, my point was, that story is basically already up, sort of, in a way. At the end of the game, you become the God of War because you're not originally. Mm-hmm. And there's like these flashbacks to say, oh, you then oversee all the wars in history, and he sometimes comes down and joins them. It's like, it's basically what you just described.
Hmm. Would you want to see that movie?
I
do.
Yeah, I think so.
Because I think it would be awful.
But not because it's going to be the greatest movie of all time. I think you could make it something that's like so crazy that it's good, you know? Like,
yeah, that's true.
So ridiculous. Can you imagine that's why.
That's a sequel to Gladiator.
Yeah, that's right.
No way did Gladiator set any of that up.
Yeah, that's right.
But do you have any movies?
Okay, yeah. So these were my movies.
Mm-hmm.
I thought The Matrix,
okay. Right? Yep.
But Neo takes the blue pill.
Right.
So he's in it, but then he's not. And it's just like, you know, Trinity and Morpheus going, oh, man. Like, I thought he was the one. And he still is the one. Nothing changes.
Yeah, yeah.
But then it's like, yeah, I thought I would eventually one day love him.
Do you reckon there's just that conversation where Trinity's like,
I just thought of the name. Okay. It's Ares. Ares is the god of war. We may continue. Oh, man, I'm going to sleep so much better tonight. Okay.
Do you think there's that scene in that movie where Trinity and Morpheus are sitting down and Trinity's like, why did you give him the option?
Exactly.
Why would you? And he's like, I really thought, honestly, I thought he'd take the red pill. Because
he spent so much time like researching into us and trying to find out what the Matrix is. Or, it was weird that he decided, I'll just go to work in the morning.
It's weird because he definitely is the one.
Yeah.
We do need him, actually. I guess we'll just sit here and wait to die.
Well, that's it. They just slowly, lose the battle against the machines. I like
to
think it
then also just intercuts back to him at his office job occasionally with his cool slide-out phone that he has in 1999.
Yeah, that's right.
My favorite thing about those movies is it suggests that the Matrix has captured Earth at the peak of its kind of, you know, which is 1999.
Yeah, that's right. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
actually, they explain it. I'm not sure in the movie or in the Animatrix, like one of the movies, but they say that they created a world where everything, it was like a utopia.
Yeah,
and it didn't work. I don't know why it didn't work.
Probably 1999 would have been Y2K.
What?
In
1999? I just mean I don't know.
Everyone was too scared of Y2K. Utopia collapsed.
No, that's not my point. You're mixing two points. The original idea was they were living in a utopia and it was awesome. That didn't work. Oh. So then they put them in 1999.
Is it possible that the utopia didn't work because Y2K was delayed?
Yeah.
Years later, it came back and all the computers did shut down. So, like, we're going back to a time before Y2K. Just before.
I still don't think... I think you've still missed...
In the world of The Matrix,
yeah.
Does that mean New Year's Eve, 1999,
yep.
clicks over and then it just goes back to 1999?
No, because the Y2K didn't happen.
No, but I'm saying...
I think you're confused.
Because The Matrix is a fake reality, but if that keeps going, it would eventually like go into the time in which this all happened, right?
No, I doubt it would because it's a program, Kimbo. I think you miss the idea of the Matrix. I think
also what's the Matrix?
They control, the world.
Yeah.
Right?
So what I'm saying is,
so they could stop people from inventing the technology that we're creating through so many different ways.
Hang on.
Not in reality.
Hang on.
It's in their mind.
Wait a minute.
So even if they created machines,
it's
just in their mind, Kimbo.
Just a moment. Is The Matrix a computer program? I need to rewatch that movie.
Oh, my God. Okay, I have another one. I Am Legend.
Yep.
Just a zombie. Just the day in the life of a zombie.
Oh.
And I like the idea that, you know, if there's nothing around, mm-hmm. like we've seen in films and stuff mm-hmm. where somebody might be looking in a field, right? Yep. And there's zombies.
Yep.
And they might be sort of slowly walking mm-hmm. or just even standing there.
Yep.
So I like the idea that the movie's just zombies just standing still. Just, and they like hear something and they walk over to it and it's just like...
Sounds like an art house film.
Mostly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Well, since I've been kind of ranting and raving about how the interesting concept of Robin Hood was kind of destroyed.
Yeah.
Do you know the original interesting concept behind I Am Legend and how they ruined it?
I think I did know this, but I can't remember.
And it makes the title make sense as well. But in the original book mm-hmm. and then even the original movie, I believe,
right.
in the whole movie, he's got the one zombie mm-hmm. strapped to the thing and he's trying to cure that zombie.
Yeah, right.
That's the kind of the premise of the movie.
Yeah.
And towards the end of the movie, all the zombies start attacking his house.
Yeah.
And originally, what was supposed to happen is they break in and they pick up the woman. And he realizes they don't want to kill him. They want to save her because to them, he is the scary monster that is going out in the day and taking them away.
Okay.
Because the world is now completely zombies, he is the monster to them.
That, yeah, that would definitely have flopped in cinemas for
sure. So what they
that's
did,
way too crazy.
What they did is they are evil the whole time and he blows them up.
Yeah.
And there is a cure.
I don't think you could possibly convince people that zombies are the good guys when the idea is that...
That's the idea. But that's why the story is so famous, because it's such a weird philosophical point, being like, in a world that you are not the...
He's not going around killing people.
No, he's kidnapping zombies to experiment on them.
But zombies, they have killed people, right?
At what point in that movie do you see that happen?
They take down the whole helicopter and stuff. That happens.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm saying they have now become like the populace, right?
I know, but it's still... But you see the point, right? That they were evil, right? Even if they're the only things that... Like, why don't they kill him, seeing as though they have killed before?
Because it's like...
You see my point there?
Yeah,
they've been killing mercilessly. But they've killed the entire population of the world. And they're like, well, don't touch that one last guy. He's the bad guy. But we'll just leave him be. That doesn't make sense. Maybe in the book, they didn't kill anyone. Because maybe it was just a virus and everybody turned that way.
Yeah.
And they didn't do anything malicious. Maybe. Right?
Yeah. Maybe.
Let's go with that.
My point is they filmed the other ending.
Yeah.
And then they got super nervous and went back and refilmed it.
Yeah, because they showed zombies killing people at the start and it didn't make sense. Yeah. Okay, one more.
Okay.
It's Batman, but Alfred's just cleaning up the house and stuff.
All right, so it's...
So it's like still a universe where he still exists, but it's just Alfred.
And every now and then Bruce Wayne like walks past.
Yeah.
And he's like maybe
throws his clothes at him.
On a crutch or something. He's like, oh, I got to go back out tonight.
Yeah.
And then, like, you see the Batmobile drive down the driveway in the window in the background.
Yeah.
And then, like, Alfred he'll be gone a while. And
turns
then
back to the toilet as he's unclogging it. That's funny. Thank you. I have another question, Kevin.
Okay. Yeah.
This is by Keep It 100.
Okay, yeah, Keep It 100. Cool.
You get paid $500 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
What career would you still turn down for this price?
Oh, okay.
It's a lot of money.
Yep, that's true. You get paid $500 an hour, but do you work a full work week? That's the question.
Because
what if it's a job in which you only have to work? Like, what if this podcast, say, if you count this podcast as a job, we work like an hour and a half a week.
Okay, so the question is though, what career would you still turn down? So this would be like, oh, well, sweet, because it's only an hour and a half. So I think you can just decide.
Yeah.
How long, maybe it's a 24/7 job.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think maybe that's what it would come down to. I don't know a job exactly, but it would have to be something that's 24/7 so that you literally don't, you don't have time to spend the money that you're earning, right?
Yeah.
That seems like the most logical thing.
Like if it's a job and all day and all night, your job is to test how poison things are.
Okay. Yeah. Well, they used to have that in medieval times, right? Somebody testing the food of the king or something.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if that's how true that is. I've only known that from movies and TV shows. So, but that would be a sucky job.
Yep.
You would just be...
What if your job was like you work in a factory that makes swords and they test the swords out on you?
Okay, yeah.
Like they'll just cut you with the sword. They'll stab you with the sword. Like, yeah, it's sharp enough, yeah. Cut right through it. This one was blunt. It took a long time to get through your arm.
I like that they don't have any other material or anything.
No, they do. But if they're paying $500 an hour, they're going to cut you.
Okay.
They don't know why they signed that contract.
Okay. Can you quit at any point?
Again, well, you could not take it, which is the question.
I just like, you would just like you're running around a warehouse trying to not get stabbed to the point where you're cornered and you go, I quit. And then well, you lasted 45 minutes, so you don't get the full 500, but...
Here's 350.
Exactly. I think, one that I saw that came up, because I clicked on the comments, and I think would have to be pretty high up there, is working in child protective services, and also like police that deal with, child molestation and stuff, all that. Like that sort of unit, child pornography and stuff. Yeah. That'd be pretty messed up.
Yeah, it's true.
But
But there's people that do that for a job to get far less than that money.
Oh, yeah, way less. Mm. Also, like nurses and stuff like that, you know, that have to deal with a lot of crap, literally and figuratively. Yeah, like they deserve so much more. But I think, though, yeah, like sort of with that, you know, with that job of, you know, like child pornography, molestation, the police force and stuff, I'd use the same sort of strategy as running around the warehouse and just trying not to get stabbed.
Right.
And it'd just be run like,
around from the child pornographers.
We've got to, you know, go out on a case, going to bust a child pornography thing. Probably going to be some tough things that you see in there. Sprain my ankle.
Right.
But probably just get Bob. He'll cover for me. He's pretty good.
Here's a question. Loophole time. In this job, do you think that the sick pay is also equivalent to the 500?
Okay.
Because you could call in sick every now and then, but that's then you're true. On a day off and you're getting 8 hours of $500.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's my point, that like I would just prolong to the point where I actually have to do the work.
And then you would quit.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, I've got $4,000.
Exactly. Which I don't think is the point of this at all. No, that's exactly what I would do.
What we've done is what we do every time is try and weasel out of it somehow.
Oh, yeah.
Make it the most beneficial for us possible.
Yeah.
And then just avoid giving any solid answer.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty much sums up this show pretty well. okay.
I guess mine was sword tester.
Sword tester. I like how you went so far out of it that it's not even a job.
Yeah, I've invented it.
You've invented a terrible job.
I've invented it and then I've gone, ooh, no thank you.
Exactly. Like, why not? I'd hate the job of poo eater.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I hate eating poo.
Yeah, yeah. I would
definitely turn the money down for that one.
Who would think of that? What a sicko.
Okay, I have another one. Mm-hmm. I mean, no, I don't. I have, for listeners, I remember from last week, that it was a study done, something like that, that some guy came up with 36 questions, and at the end of the 36 questions, you and your partner will fall in love with each other.
Yep.
Through vulnerabilities and such.
Is that at the end of the 36 questions if you both agree or regardless?
No, I think it's general. Well, you might not get to the 36, you know, if you start disagreeing. True. Like, this is what I'm imagining, right? Yeah. Some people that for some reason have agreed to this, but they go on like a dinner date, right? And then throughout the night, they're just asking these questions.
Yep.
And then at some point, you're like, wow, your ideologies through these questions I've learned are way off.
Yep.
See you later.
Yep. Would you ever, and, you know, because you're a single lad.
Yes.
Ever take these as small cue cards on a date if there's a woman that you want to have fall in love with you?
Okay. Yeah. I think it would be pretty tricky, especially. Yeah,
because it gets weird towards the end.
Especially later on. But this is super weird.
If you go, hey, why don't we stare in each other's eyes for 4 minutes? And she goes, all right.
I know.
Might be like, oh, God, I'm onto something here.
Maybe I should start with that one because that's pretty weird. If she says yes to that, then I'd be like, all right, let's try these other ones.
So they're not in a specific formula?
No, I think they are in an order. I think you do have to do this. Right.
Well, and thank you for the people that wrote in last week answering our question. You're part the way into loving us and we're part the way into loving you.
Yes, that's right. Question 2 of 36 is, and again, just like question 1, we've had this before.
Okay.
But we'll just do it again.
Yep.
Would you like to be famous? In what way?
Oh, okay.
So we kind of, I remember we had a question. It was similar. It wasn't quite the same.
Yeah.
But we were saying that it was about being rich and or famous. Like, which one would you want?
Right, yeah.
And we said that we'd much rather be rich because we felt as though fame was the byproduct of being rich, you know, and
to an extent,
to an extent, right? And
like, not everyone that's rich is famous, but
that's right, yeah.
Everyone that's famous is rich.
Yes, I would say, for the most part, probably that's it.
Maybe like,
relatively.
Like Charles
accurate.
Manson is famous, but I don't think he's that rich.
Infamous? I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so
I mean, yes and no. Yes, but not in the way that you are famous. You go down the street and everyone calls out your name, kind of thing. But yes, in the, like, I'd like to be quite respected, you know.
Yeah.
So people that...
people to respect me, goddamn.
Yeah, as in, like, you know, people that know your work are fans of yours.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And
yeah.
you go to, like, say, I don't know, say you're an author.
Yeah.
So you go to book signing. People are like, oh my God, it's you. Like, that, I love your work. That would be quite nice.
Yeah, that's right.
But
yeah.
you could also, you know, walk down the street and you're fine.
Yeah, that's right. I think that's the thing. It would be really cool, in a way, mm-hmm. To have, it sounds probably a bit, I don't know, like self-centered in a way, but...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I think purely just from the advantage of, like, you have people that share a common interest with
yep.
you
yep.
that you could then start talking about, like, yep. if you're an author or, you know, film director or yep. something, then you're probably naturally perhaps going to have people talk to you about films and shit that yeah. you're interested in or books and stuff, yeah. you know? And I think that would be really, it's like you kind of have built an audience of just people that you like talking to.
People that you have stuff in interest with.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So basically, we don't have many friends is what we're saying. Yep, yep, and yep. if you like comic books or games.
Like that, and that level of fame where you're just quite respected at whatever you do would be good because you could stroke your ego sometimes and go somewhere and people are like, you're great. And you're like, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
But then you go home and your wife would still be like, I don't care who you are.
Yeah, yeah, that's
take
right.
out the rubbish. yeah. Yeah, or your friends right. are still like, you're a dickhead and your films are bad or whatever. Yeah. You know.
How about then, okay, so this is what I'm thinking there.
Okay.
If there's anything I'm going to be famous for in the near future, mm-hmm. of anything,
yep.
it'd be this podcast.
Okay.
Yep. And I'm not saying that we will because, you know, for so many reasons.
Yeah.
Mic quality definitely being one of them. that's sort of a different sort of thing as well. And I think I would be, you know, interested in that. But that doesn't necessarily breed an audience that's like... Because we just talk crap.
Yeah, that's
so
true,
there's
yeah.
not really yeah. like, you know, there's people that have got the same interests as us because we just talk about
we talk about everything.
But I would like some level of fame to this, you know?
That'd be interesting. How would you feel about fame, say, because I know that some podcasters and even YouTubers that are like this, where they are quite popular online, they've got a lot of fans, but people don't actually know what they look like?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Would you like that? Or do you think that part of you would be like, oh, I want people to know what I look like kind of thing?
No, I think that would maybe be a bit of a benefit. But there would definitely be times, mm-hmm. for sure, where I'd be like, I want to tell somebody. You know, like,
yeah, yeah.
maybe you're just on the street and somebody's listening to the podcast. I wouldn't be like, that's me. You know, I'd want to interrupt.
Okay, I've worked out what it is. All I want is the occasional perk.
Yeah. Okay.
So say yeah. I'm at a restaurant, yeah. right? And someone's like, oh my God, did you write that book? I'm like, oh. Yeah, I did. And they're like, you know what? Eat free.
Yeah.
Like, just something like that. Okay. Just the occasional perk.
We want free things occasionally.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's pretty yeah, good. Yeah. That sums
so
it up
maybe
pretty well.
If you were that kind of, you're a podcast personality, but no one knows what you look like, you can be like, well, actually, I host Reddit on Reddit. And then, like, prove it. And you go, hello, welcome to Reddit. And yeah. it's like, oh, my God, that is you. yeah. Come in.
That's right. I like that people would just know from the intro.
Yeah.
Cool. Alrighty. So I guess the answer is yes, sort of.
Yeah. Again, we've copped out.
Yeah.
Yes, to be like respected in a field of some type.
Yeah. It's just, I fear the level of fame where you can't walk down the street without people bloody talking to you. I would hate that, I reckon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. If you couldn't live a normal life, you know.
But
or there's a certain trend with celebrities lately where they no longer pose for like selfies and stuff on the street, because if you do it for one person, then you need to do it for every person. And you yeah. can not go on with your day.
Isn't it like, he's one of the older guys. Oh man, I can't remember his name. He's like, he does.
You're thinking
something.
Of Bill Murray?
Yeah, I am yeah. thinking of Bill Murray.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm so glad you knew exactly what I was talking
yeah.
about.
Apparently he won't pose for a picture with you, but he will do something personal with you as
yeah,
a memory.
He'll do some funny
yeah, yeah.
things.
There was
it him that did, I heard this story where he walked up to somebody, he was going to a restaurant and he walked yeah. past somebody and he took a chip off one of their plates and ate it in front of them and looked at them and just said, no one will ever believe you, and kept walking.
See, I have heard a different variation of that story. Yeah. Which
so
is,
it's probably yeah, not yeah. true.
Which is that he came up behind someone and covered their eyes and said, guess who? And then they turned around and he said, it's me, but no one will ever believe you.
Yeah, right, yeah. But that could just be his joke, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. there was a thing a little while ago where a group of students met him, and they asked for a photo, and he said, I won't do a photo. But what he did with them is they recreated a slow motion walk down a hallway.
Yeah.
But his one stipulation is they can't film it in slow motion.
Yeah.
They need to act in slow motion. Yeah. So they have this video of them walking down a hallway with Bill Murray in slow motion.
Wouldn't you just love that? Yeah, I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
If I was like, you know, somebody, especially us, interested in film and stuff like that, I'd be like, I have a film with Bill Murray just walking in slow motion. That's awesome.
And there was another story of, it's another one of the kind of older comedians, maybe like Steve Martin or Dan Aykroyd or one of those guys.
Right.
Which apparently he used to hand out cards that says, this qualifies that I have met Steve Martin. He was warm, polite, and kind to me. And he will sign the card at the bottom.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah, I reckon that's a cool one. Yeah. Having cards on board, I reckon, is the smartest thing.
Yeah. Walt Disney apparently used to have pre-signed cards in his pocket.
Yeah, that's
right. So people would meet him and he'd give him a pre-signed card. I'm like, yeah, you go.
Yeah. Walt Disney, like, he was really famous.
Yeah, I know.
If you saw him, you'd be like, ah, cool. There's no way I'd walk up to Walt Disney, right? If it was Mickey Mouse, for sure.
That's true.
Anyway. All right. So that was question 2 of 36. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned to love us more.
You're probably not in love with us now, but you're kind of going, you know what?
You're doubting it.
You know, but you're in that moment where you're like, oh, maybe there's something. Maybe there's something here. You're attracted to us in a mild sense.
Yeah. It's very strange.
Yeah.
It's a very strange sort of feeling. Anyway.
And we feel the same about you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's weird. All of you.
Yeah.
All right, let's go into Ask Me Anything.
Okay.
Everybody's favorite part of the show. I don't know, I just made that up.
I've got one from Ryan. It's more of a general kind of question. We may have covered something similar.
Okay.
But he wanted to know, do you think that you're old-fashioned?
Oh, old-fashioned.
I drink old-fashioned. That's my drink of choice.
That's true. Mm-hmm. We started drinking old-fashioned together.
Yep,
because we were like, we need to find a drink. And we pretty much just had an old-fashioned and was like, yeah, that's pretty good. And
then if you remember, what ended up being quite an expensive night, we started and we had an old-fashioned. This is not bad. Let's go to every different bar and we'll get a different cocktail
and
we'll find a signature drink.
Yeah,
and it ended up being the first drink we had. Old fashioned was the one at the end of the night. We're like, that one was the best.
I feel like we didn't try too many after the first old fashioned. We might have tried like three.
No, I've got evidence to the contrary on my Instagram account.
Really? Okay.
At least five we tried.
Okay, that's pretty good. No, there's one that I actually always get that we got, I think, maybe that night, which is a whiskey sour.
Yeah,
I love those drinks.
Just want to point out, not the question.
Right. Anyway, wait, no, wasn't it, do you like old fashions? I think that's what the question was. Do we think we're old fashioned? I don't know.
Here's what old fashioned means. Well, here's what I think. I always say to people like, oh, I reckon I'm old fashioned because, you know, someone just tagged me in this movie review thing again.
Yeah.
Okay. Someone,
and yes, Cambo is checking Facebook on the podcast.
Well, I gotta,
that's how much he cares for you, listeners. Just so you know.
So what was I saying? Oh yeah, I always say that, you know, oh yeah, I'm old fashioned. I like old music, and you know, I have vinyl records and stuff like that. But I love technology so much that I'm definitely not old-fashioned because I'm addicted to my phone. I was on my phone just then while I'm doing a podcast about the internet that goes onto the internet, and I stream everything. I don't watch TV. I don't listen to the radio.
Yeah.
All my music is streamed. All my entertainment is streamed. So I'm definitely not old-fashioned, but there is a part of me that goes, I am a bit old-fashioned, aren't I?
That's true.
Because I hold doors for people. I'm old-fashioned.
Do you know what? I think, I don't know. That is exactly what my mind goes to, right? When you say old-fashioned, I imagine an old guy holding a door for somebody else. But, I don't know. I just feel like I'm going to be controversial about this question because, to me, that's not really old-fashioned.
Yeah.
That's just manners.
That's just courteous.
You just...
And it's sad that we live in a time where you having some kind of manner or being courteous is like, oh, that's a bit old-fashioned.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. So, I don't know. I like to think I have manners.
Yeah.
But, I guess in the same context, like, I live on technology too much, so I guess not old-fashioned in that sense.
So my answer is, I like to say I am, but I'm definitely not.
And my answer is, yes, the drink is delicious.
Yeah. But you do enjoy a whiskey sour from time to time. And you want the listeners to know that.
Yeah, that's right. Because when I become famous and they want to buy me a drink at a bar. Yep,
exactly. If you see Nelson at a bar, send him down a whiskey sour. Yep. He won't object.
Or an old fashioned. Like, I'll take either or.
That's true.
But in fact, if I've got an old fashioned in my hand, give me a whiskey sour. Go whiskey sour, old fashioned. Okay? That's true. I like to mix it up. All right. Thanks, Ryan. I have a question here from our cousin Rowan, and he says,
"Whose cousin is it? We'll never know."
Never know. Okay. Actually, this is a good point. So he said, "Gentlemen, following on from your discussion about funny wording in charity marketing, my wife Kate was similarly pointing out that often you see things like raising money for bowel cancer. Why would we raise money for bowel cancer?" I think it's really funny because you've always had this thing about road signs.
Yeah.
Like children, slow down.
Yeah.
Why are children driving?
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, a lot of...
The one that says speeding, there's no excuse.
Yeah.
Like, well, that can be read one of two ways. Kind of.
Yeah, that's right. I think road signs are a good one for that. Anyway, good point. Okay. The question is... The two of you have 3 months to start a religion and get 1,000 followers.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Okay.
Because pretty sure to be classified as a religion, you only need 1,000 followers.
Okay. So we're
doing... It's actually a really small number.
The bare minimum that is required to get a religion.
I think, okay. It might even be 100. I remember it being a really small number of people. I was like, that seems ridiculous.
Right, yeah.
But yes.
Okay, to start a religion in this day and age...
Mm, it's tricky, isn't it?
No, you know what?
Mm.
I reckon it might be frighteningly, like, not tricky.
Mm.
I think similar...
Well, religion exists, so
I'm going to take a leaf out of another religion that was made up purely for profit, which is Scientology.
Yes.
And people want something, right? But I think in this day and age...
Mm.
If you're similar to how Scientology tends to help people in the entertainment industry and the film industry in particular, if there was a religion that for some reason boosted your social media profile, and you didn't really have to do much, you just had to be part of this religion, and you had to tell your friends about it, pretty much what social media is anyway.
Well, yeah, exactly.
But you would start getting a bigger online presence. You'd start getting more followers. You'd start getting more fans on Facebook.
Yeah.
I actually think people would become part of that religion.
Yes, that is good. That is a good point. And I think, though, I mean, I totally agree with that. I mean, that's exactly what Scientology does, basically.
Yeah.
But I would argue that you... couldn't do that pre 1,000 people. In fact, you'd probably need a lot more. Like, you still need the core people, the people that begin to believe in the crazy thing that you've made up, I think.
But what you need in that case, if you're going social media, is a big social media person to be on board. Say, who's it? PewDiePie. The guy with the most YouTube subscribers. He's got like 50 million, 53 million.
Yeah.
If he was like, guys, this is how I did it. Is this, I think he'd get more than 1,000 signups something. Instantly.
Do we have to come up with a backstory of our savior?
Yeah, I can do that.
And something. Oh, and are we going on the Mormon religion or something like that? It's just a different story about the same God.
So we're going after internet culture, right? This is our Bible. You open it up, it says TLDR. And they go, fair enough.
Okay.
And no one ever questions you about it.
And now turn to verse 1:1. And he said, TLDR.
And everyone
we'll pick this up against
in unison goes, lol.
Lol, 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 lol. Yeah.
Blessed be to doggos, for they are adorable.
Okay. I still think we're missing the core part mm-hmm. of that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You need people to get it. There's something that you need to believe in, right? It can't just be about, like, what is the actual belief?
I guess the belief would be if you put more out in the world, and we prefer if they do it that by social media, you get more back. Mm. You know, that kind of new age crap.
Yeah.
The Secret, essentially.
Okay.
The more you put out, but in this way it's content,
it's good.
The more you will get back, in that case, followers and kind of online social profile.
Okay. And so do we link this with, I think maybe we should link this with God, mm-hmm. Christianity.
Oh, yeah,
it does exist already. Yeah, yeah. Like as in, we had a vision for God, maybe. From God, and we learned that the more you put out, you know, the more you'll get back.
And here's how we do it. We start a Twitter profile and be like, guys, God, this is God's login. He gave us his login. So in a way, you're tweeting to God, but it's just us.
Yeah, I think...
So then there's a figurehead that they can literally follow on Twitter.
Okay, yeah. Good, good, good.
Yeah. So we're like, because you know how the Mormons were like, hey, you won't believe this, but God came and talked to me and he gave me a new verse. Mm. We're like, guys, God came and he set up a profile for us.
And
he loves the way that this digital age is going. The first tweet
was a verse.
Yep, that's true. Go. It said TL.
DL. Well, you didn't even write anything. It's like, I didn't have to. Okay, so I think we've sort of got something there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something in the social media landscape.
We'll build on that and continue. I still don't know, Cambo.
Okay.
It's still not something to like believe it. I want the crazy story beforehand. We need to say, Jesus came to me in a dream.
Yep.
And then he told me to write down, sealed, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, all I'm saying is religions are crazy.
Yeah. And they're all made up.
Exactly. And in order to start our own religion, we need something just as crazy.
Yep. And also to the listener, one, do you think that our religion would work?
Okay.
And two, do you have something that you think you could base a religion off? Mine is the vanity of people in this generation and their online profile.
Mm.
That's what I'm banking on.
Yeah, appealing to that.
Mm-hmm.
I still think there has to be something that, you know, like a belief within the religion that being online is, you know, a benefit.
Yep.
Like, it's not just about, oh, I'll get benefits from being a religion, because that's not what people inherently think of when they join a religion.
I think most people join or are religious because they think that they will get something in the end.
Oh,
if you live a good life, you will go to heaven.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm not saying that stuff. I'm saying, like you're mentioning Scientology. You know, I don't think people join Scientology saying, "I'm going to become more famous from this necessarily." You know,
so again, I reckon there are people that do. Mm. We only need 1,000, Nelson.
That's true. And okay, yeah, maybe there's possibly a bit in that as well. But I think it's still not like the core. And I think you have to have people that believe that being online is what God wanted.
I mean, I'm trying to create a religion in like 10 minutes. Cut me some slack, Nelson.
Look, I'm just trying to enlighten your world. It's like, I don't know. Anyway, okay. That was Reddit on Reddit.
Oh, we're done. Oh.
Yeah, in only an hour and 28 minutes, Kevin.
Oh, geez, we're longer than normal.
Yeah, that's true. It was the extra today I learned and read it on Reddit I put in there.
That's what did it.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening, listeners.
Yep.
Listeners. If you would like to write into us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, crap. We have some other correspondence. You know? Amanda wrote in.
Oh,
us.
Yeah, Amanda did write in.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to paraphrase because we've gone for way too long. But she answered the question, who would you have dinner with, and loved her husband's response, which was that he would have dinner with his parents at his age or his children at his age, which I thought that's actually very good, creative answer there. Mm-hmm. I really liked it.
I will say this. Did his parents ever kill Osama bin Laden? Because the people that I would have dinner with did. That's all I'm saying.
But again, we don't know whether they could or couldn't say anything about it.
That's true.
And also, but I also, think there's a possibility that that could end up being really boring in a way, you know? Don't you reckon they'd be like, oh, yeah, like, wait, we
Nelson,
went in.
Nelson,
and
we've gone over time. We went in.
Anyway.
We don't have time for this.
If you would like to write into us.
Yep.
Oh, and Amanda did one for herself. I can't remember what it was. Okay, if you'd like to write into us, you can do so. Reddit podcast, R-E-A-D-I-T podcast at gmail.com. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
At Facebook.
Yep.
At Twitter.
Yep.
And our subreddit. It's all R-E-A-D-I-T podcast.
Yes.
Also, we'd super love it if you could subscribe
yep.
and rate us on yep. iTunes yep. or whatever platform you listen to us off.
Yep.
We'd super love that.
Yep.
And
share it on Facebook if you'd like.
Sure.
You know what? Memorize line by line this episode and recite it to a friend.
Yeah.
So that, we would love
first
that.
Ask them if they've yeah. got an hour and a half
yeah, yeah.
to spare. Okay. Thanks for listening, guys, and we will see you later.